President Obama has appointed New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman to a National Mortgage Crisis Task Force that's to investigate and hold accountable any institution for misconduct that led to the financial crisis. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports the move is an abrupt reversal after a year of conflict between New York's top lawman and federal authorities.
In his first year in office, Eric Schneiderman clashed with other state attorneys general and the Obama administration. Schneiderman was frustrated by what he saw as a timid effort to hold banks accountable for their role in the financial crisis. But Tuesday night, there he was, sitting one row behind First Lady Michelle Obama when the president announced the new joint federal-state probe with Schneiderman as co-chair.
To expand our investigations into the abuse of lending and packaging of risky mortgages that led to the housing crisis. This new unit will hold accountable those who broke the law.
I have to say, I'm a little puzzled by it.
Neil Barofsky is a fellow at New York University Law School and a former special inspector general of the 2008 bank bailout program known as TARP.
I had been under the impression, we had been told, that the administration, the Department of Justice, had been looking into these issues since back in at least 2009.
That's the year President Obama's Financial Fraud Task Force was announced, to much fanfare. And in fact, the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission have been bringing cases, like the $550 million settlement with Goldman Sachs in 2010 over the creation and marketing of mortgage securities. Barofsky questions what's gained by creating a new investigations unit.
This reeks a lot more of political opportunism than necessarily a new chapter in the investigation of financial fraud.
Sure, it's political, says Chris Whalen, an investment banker who writes frequently about the mortgage crisis. He hopes Schneiderman will use the new role to get even more aggressive in his own investigation of banks.
The fact that President Obama has essentially deputized him as head of this task force, I think, gives him more political cover to act.
Because even though Wall Street is not popular, it's also one of New York City's biggest employers. There may be something in it for the president, too. For months, the New York Attorney General has been resisting a national settlement with mortgage servicers, reported to be around $25 billion. Now, there's speculation he'll join in. In a statement, the American Bankers Association noted the president has already created several bodies charged with policing Wall Street. The bankers are asking the administration to spell out the exact difference between those groups and the new task force Schneiderman is helping to lead. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.